One of the things about the Star Trek Continues that grates a little is that whereas they've made some changes, like you've got women in security or red skirts, as they are inevitably going to be named.
They're still wearing the skirt outfits.
Yeah, they're still wearing the mini skirts, but it's not as blatantly sexist.
Okay. As in they're not incredibly skin tight?
Yeah. Mary Sue.
Part of the problem is that they've got to make the choice whether they're going to stick in the context of the 60s and the mores and the look and feel of TV scripts in the 60s, or whether they're going to do something for the modern audience, because the kind of TV we watch now is quite different.
True.
The pacing, the issues, the...
I did feel in particular the first episode of Star Trek Continues felt like it came directly and was plotted from the 60s. The second, a little bit, but there was a lot of odd next-gen mixed in there and some later stuff mixed in, but that first one was just pure 60s science fiction again.
Yeah.
And I don't know how well some of the 60s TV shows or science fiction stacks up on reviewing.
Does it generally stack up? I mean, I was surprised in, because it's a different topic, but in recently watching Alienation, but Alienation hadn't dated as much as I thought it would. Mm. I thought I was going to watch something seriously dated, and it wasn't. It was still solid stories and good characters and still held in a way that I wasn't expecting to see. And Stargate has... More recent.
Yeah, I rewatched Stargate and Babylon 5 again relatively recently. And Babylon 5, well, I mean, apart from the issue with the final season, Babylon 5 holds up very well still, and even with the look of it.
But what about the 60s stuff then? So what was
60s stuff?
Time tunnel?
That's not going to have dated all well.
No, not really.
That's got no hope at all, does it, really, when you get down to it?
Should we try something like Blake 7?
Oh, I tried to rewatch that. About 10 years ago, I tried to rewatch Blake 7, and I couldn't. It was so painful to actually try and rewatch that. So I would say, no, it hasn't held up well as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. But I had the same issue with trying to watch really old Doctor Who as well.
Whereas I think the Quatermass stuff still holds up.
Yeah, we watched Quatermass the other day, and that was still solid.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I love old Doctor Who, but I just found it quite painful to watch some of it.
I've been finding most painful, I mentioned the reference to something else, is the misogynism that's inherent in a lot of these older series. Yeah. And I watch it, I just can't handle it anymore.
Yeah, well, I do have that issue with original Star Trek. I find it quite difficult to watch some of those episodes. I mean, some of them are great, but some of them are just, getting around the sexism.
I just find it really difficult because they come across as very sexist. And then looking back at, because they're a product of their time, but I can't sit through them anymore because of that.
I think that's a fairly common view. And evidence of this, I think, is probably given by Julia Gillard's video that went viral when she slags off at Tony Abbott for being a sexist shit, basically.
Yes. Mm.
And that was incredibly popular over the net.
This is true. Mm.
I do wonder if it's more because, in my case, because I'm very sensitive to the issue after a series of gaming-related, the Anita Sarkisian issues and various other ones that I've been working through lately. But
the fact that these things are issues
right now.
These things are issues now.
Shows and it's still there, then it's a problem. And it wasn't there in Alienation. But it was very clearly there in Star Trek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think there's also a degree of subtlety in some of the scripts now, like
this is
Almost
true.
Human, and that's not something Star Trek was really guilty of.
Oh, yes, although it was in terms of American TV, the first interracial kiss
absolutely.
On screen.
Yeah.
But it wasn't subtle.
No, it wasn't subtle, and they did have to make them being forced to kiss because that was the only way to get around it as well, I think. And I think politically the series have moved on so dramatically in terms of the politics that are played in series, and I don't think that the 60s.
Well, see, one of the things that fascinated me about the revival of Doctor Who was that first episode where you've got Rose and her boyfriend kissing, and the fact that they're different colours wasn't commented on at all in the series. Whereas I think in terms, if it were an American TV series, it would have been commented on.
That's a story to comment on. Perhaps it would. I don't know American culture well enough.
Yeah.